This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Team, a new pirate generation, everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Line drive left field, there it is, 2,000 for Andrew McCutchen and a standing ovation. Cutch 2K at PNC Park, and everybody up, including Mets fans. And a tap of the back from Mark Vientos, and now McCutchen doffs his helmet, raises it to the crowd here. And now on the scoreboard, current hit total 2,000. Both benches, Pirates and Mets players applauding. The pitch, swing and a fly ball to center field. Jiwon Bae is under it. He squeezes it. Rays, the Jolly Roger. The Pirates take the series over the Mets. And the Renegades saves it. What a weekend. What a bounce back performance from the Battling Buccos of 2023.
So they've won some games. 6 of 9 in this homestand. 2 of 3 from the Mets. Forget about the Oakland series. Let's go, Bucks! 6 of 9 in this homestand, and the Milwaukee Brewers decided to also not win against the Athletics. They got swept over the weekend. The Pirates are a game ahead of first place in the National League Central coming into this week. Let's go, Bucks! 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. Great morning. Feeling wonderful this morning. Had a good weekend, and a lot of that was created by the foundation of the Pirates. 6 of 9. 2 of 3 from the Mets. And I was a bit frustrated with the series against the Oakland Athletics, but I even said it myself. I know Neil Walker talked about it last week on the morning show, even before the series happened, that maybe be a little bit more calm. They just had gotten off the sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals, and it's hard to sweep 2 series in a row. It seems that the baseball gods, as he put it, do not like when teams sweep consecutive series. It just doesn't happen that often. Now, they lost 2 of 3, but then guess what the Brewers turned around and did? At home, the Brewers were also at home against the Oakland Athletics, and the Brewers didn't win a game in the 3-game series. They got swept. And it just proves my theory from last week that I mentioned that, you know, the Oakland Athletics are not trying to lose, even though that they have lost what seems to be a record-setting pace for losses in a single season. That's where they are right now. I think they're at 16 or 17 wins at this point. Still 50 losses, but they're on a 5-game winning streak now. The players not trying to lose. So forgive the Pirates a bit, right? Forgive them. It was frustrating in the moment, and I was frustrated as well. I wasn't on this show to directly express my frustration. at the end of last week after they lost the series. But think about it, though. 6 of 9 games they won on this homestand. So they lost 3. They won most of the games. Now, we expected that maybe they would win 2 of 3 against the Cardinals or just 1 of 3. And we expected them to sweep the Athletics and then maybe win 2 of 3 against the Mets. Well, the wins didn't happen against the teams we expected. I didn't expect them to sweep the Cardinals, and then they did. The Cardinals, a team right now that's going toward the bottom of the NL Central. Cardinals, 8 games out, 27-39. The Pirates now pacing the NL Central with a 34-30 record, a game ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers. So, I'm just saying, I hope we let that frustration kind of boil over. I hope we let that frustration, we got it out. And now we can relax. Because the Pirates, in first place, the Pirates took 2 of 3 from the Mets. The Mets, a team that spent a notable amount of money in the offseason to put together a winner. That team is below 500 at this point in the season. So, we're good. Everything's fine.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Everybody's okay.
Crowley's in here. Hi, Crowley.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Don't let that A's series spoil anything that's happened here, and let's just reflect on the overall, right? We were frustrated last week, but the Pirates come in, they win, or they come back, and they win 2 of 3 against the New York Mets, and they win 6 of 9 in that homestand. So, I can't say it enough. Yeah, there's no reason to be frustrated at this point. This homestand is a reason to celebrate, and again, the Brewers being swept by the Oakland A's is more than telling. It's more than telling that the Oakland Athletics may be going on a hot streak now in a way that nobody expected. Because they've been doing so poorly, but again, those players on that team, I don't think those individual players, for their career's sake and for their own dignity, are not trying to lose games. So there's that. If you want to call me and talk about this weekend or the entire homestand, you want to talk about the Pirates at all, 412-928-9370. You can also make some comments toward me on Twitter at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. I'll read your comments if they're intriguing enough, or you can give me a phone call. We'll have a conversation about the Pirates because there's a lot to go into. There's a lot to look forward to as well with this upcoming series against the Chicago Cubs. The Pirates will be going to Chicago to play the Cubs. I believe it's the first time this season. Cubs are 28-37, 6.5 games out. This division's really not lost yet. I mean, even the Cardinals, to an extent. We all talk about the reputation of the Cardinals, how nobody's really counting them out. But they're 8 games back right now, 27-39. They're at the bottom of the division. And I think that it was more important, I believe, that the Pirates swept the Cardinals than swept the A's. And I say that because the Pirates have a direct impact on how the Cardinals do in those head-to-heads. And the Pirates contributed to burying the Cardinals, as did the Reds over the weekend. Go more in depth on that in a moment, but we got a caller. We got Bob from Wexford. Go ahead, Bob. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about how I owe the Pirates an apology because I thought they were headed for a tailspin after the A's took 2 out of 3 from them.
Yeah.
And I'm just very proud of the team over the weekend, what they did.
Bob, thank you for the call. So we got an apology. First call of the morning. We get an apology to the Pirates. I respect Bob for apologizing to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Because he said they were going to go on a slide after they lost 2 of 3 to the Athletics, and they responded with a hearty amount of runs scored in the first game. And they won 2 of 3 against the Mets. So I respect Bob for apologizing. It's the first call we get this morning is an apology to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Love it. I think some people do owe them an apology. Because, you know, sometimes we're so hungry for winning baseball, and I get that. The Pirates have not won a World Series since 1979. And the last 2 wild card games that the Pirates participated in left a bad taste in our mouths because they ran into 2 of the greatest playoff pitchers in history. in the history of the Major League Baseball playoffs and Madison Bumgarner and Jake Arrieta. So I get where the frustration and where sometimes, you know, we express it in ways that, you know, might not be the best. But the Pirates are in a great position right now. Got another caller, Bob from Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, it's Bob from Northside.
All right.
I think we're going to ride this line, stay, you know, maybe a little above average, and Cruz and August from Cruz, and maybe another player comes up. I think it's going to spark us and carry us to the playoffs, and I think we'll make it.
You think we're making the playoffs?
I really do.
Let's go. Thanks for the call, Bob. Bob thinks they're making the playoffs. Now, here's what I'll say, too, just to respond to that. I like a balance, and I appreciate the enthusiasm as well. I'm still kind of staying in the middle of this. I'm riding it, you know, game by game. I like doing what McCutchen does, because McCutchen said that last week. You know, it's a game at a time, game at a time. If you're optimistic that they'll make the playoffs, I appreciate you for that. I also like to stay in the middle of this, though, because, you know, sometimes when we get too ahead of ourselves as well, we might be set up for disappointment. So don't get too ahead of yourselves either. It's still June. They're still in first place. But I do believe they're realistic in the playoff conversation. And Bob from the North Side, not misguided that they could make the playoffs. I will say that. They're in first place right now. They're still in the conversation. Last June, they were not in the conversation. I think they were falling from third to fourth place because all their injuries started coming along. Like, they lost Jake Mariznick and Roberto Perez earlier on in the season, and they were starting to fall from third to fourth. It's June 12th, and they're in first. They're in the conversation, and the floor of the division right now is 8 games back in the St. Louis Cardinals. Like, that series against the Cardinals was so important. And I can't stress it enough. It was so important for them to sweep the Cardinals because they have direct impacts on each other. They could have swept the A's, and what, the A's are going to continue to be at the bottom of the AL West? Does that matter to us? Not really. But they took all 3 games from the Cardinals last weekend, and they contributed directly to the Cardinals falling further back down in the NL Central. Like, it is the greatest thing in the world when the Cardinals can be buried, because if they're not a threat, this division becomes winnable, especially with how weak it's been over the last few years. It went from the strongest division in 2015 with the 3 best records in Major League Baseball all housed in the same division to just gradually becoming weaker and weaker. And now it's weak, but the Pirates are not setting the pace for the bottom. The Pirates are not at the bottom of this weak division anymore. The Pirates are contending for the top, and as of today, have the division. And winning those games against divisional opponents is essential. So, and that's why, because you want to bury the Cardinals. You want to bury the other teams you have a direct impact on. This season's a little more tricky as well because the teams play less games head-to-head because Major League Baseball engineered a schedule where every team plays every team from both leagues throughout the whole schedule. So I think it got reduced from like 18 to 12 head-to-head divisional games, something like that. But there's less now, so it gets a little tricky as well for the Pirates. So it's even more important that when you have those division games to win them, when you have those divisional series to win the series. The Pirates took 2 of 4 in St. Louis and then at Pittsburgh for a 3-game series swept them. That's huge. Bury them. Bury the Cardinals. And again, I would rather have had the Pirates sweep the Cardinals last weekend than sweep the A's. And the Pirates still won a game in that series and overall won 6 of 9 during the whole homestand. The series against the Mets was very telling as well because the Mets spent way more money than every team in Major League Baseball did to try to put together a contender. They're not even cracking 500 right now. So there are reasons to appreciate what the Pirates are doing, where the Pirates are going. There's reasons to appreciate where they are right now, which is in first place. And again, I'm not getting too jumpy. I'm not going to say that they're destined for the playoffs. They have to work hard for it, and that starts with a game at a time, appreciating and winning a game at a time. One pitch at a time, one plate appearance at a time. Just take it one day at a time, and the Pirates taking it one day at a time through this homestand netted them 6 of 9 games. Got another caller on the line. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Stan out here in McCandless Township.
Hi, Stan.
Well, good morning to you, my friend. And I got to tell you that I really like the new rule changes with the speeding up of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought I'd ever see the day when we'd have a game that could possibly take 2 hours or, you know, between 2 and 2.5 hours. But I think
yeah.
The rule change is really great for baseball. I think it's going to attract a lot more people. I just used to get so bored watching a guy take it a minute and a half before, you know,
like
a closer in a game. But the other thing, too, is Sawinski. You know, this guy has some tremendous power. Is there any thing that you've heard about him maybe becoming a switch hitter? Because he's obviously he can't hit left-handers. But, boy, if this guy could ever learn to hit a lefty pitcher, he could add some pop, more pop, you know, in his bat. So
yeah, Stan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I don't think he's going to be a switch hitter. Switch hitting's difficult. I'm sure Neil Walker could attest to that. And he's coming on the show today, actually, the Fan Morning Show later today. No, Jack Sawinski will not be a switch hitter, but I understand what you're saying. If he could hit lefties, he'd be a threat. How about that foul ball he hit, too, the other day? I think it was Saturday. He had a foul ball that bounced into the river, but it was foul, so that one's going to be lost to history. But it was this titanic blast. It was a few feet foul. Yeah, Jack Sawinski's got some serious power. And, I mean, if he can consistently hit left-handed and just, you know, keep that pop around, you know, I think a bunch of people were upset in May because he wasn't hitting as well. He wasn't producing as much power. And that's fair. I mean, but everybody struggled in May. May was a bad month. And when you wipe that away and you see what he's done coming into June, that power is appealing to watch and look forward to. No, Stan, though, no switch hitting rumors for Jack Sawinski. He'll still have to learn to hit lefties from the left-handed batter's box. But no, you like Sawinski when he's hitting home runs, and that's pretty much what he's here to do at this point. He's up in the major leagues because he creates that power threat in the Pirates lineup, especially while O'Neill Cruz is not in the lineup. We got some pitching news. Somebody in the starting rotation has been called up to fill in the rotation while the Pirates are moving some things around and dealing with some injuries. I'm going to tell you who that is, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to react to that and tell you more about that coming up next. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm Nicholas Harry Gallus, and this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We're talking the Pirates after they took 6 of 9 in their homestand, swept the Cardinals, took 1 of 3 from the Oakland Athletics, and took 2 of 3 from the New York Mets. If you want to give me a call, you can. 412-928-9370 is the number. You can also tweet me at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. And if you have an intriguing comment or question, I'll read it and I'll answer it. Let me give you fan weather right now. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer is here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. And you can check them out online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 67, low of 59, a 90% chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Tomorrow, it'll clear up a bit. Partly cloudy skies, high of 71 and a low of 51. Then on Wednesday, back to rain, 60% chance with a high of 70. And a low of 54, so a rainy week to start, and some thunderstorms expected in Pittsburgh over the weekend. So, not great looking weather for this week. But we had like a drought there the last 3 weeks. There's been minimal rain, and then we got some yesterday, and some's expected today. Thunderstorms expected throughout the area. Ugh, rainy week. Well, at least the Pirates' homestand was beautiful. And now they're going to Chicago to play after an off day today. But Ben Cherington made some comments yesterday on his show. Let me play those for you real quick. He talked about Rowanzi Contreras is going to the bullpen. The Pirates have had some injuries to deal with, and they've made a decision on a specific player that's going to fill one of those holes.
Now, for the immediate future with that rotation, Ben, Luis Ortiz is listed as Tuesday night starter in Chicago, but TBA Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, we anticipate that we'll have a spot to fill there during the Cubs series, and it's likely, most likely, to go to someone internal, someone in the minor, someone in AAA now. We'll get through today and make that decision.
Well, they did get through that day. They did win the game against the Mets. That was on the Ben Cherington show from yesterday. And the Pirates, according to reports, I got my information from Adam Crowley, so I always trust Adam Crowley with information. But upon further research, there's been multiple reports that say that it's Osvaldo Beto has been called up. He hasn't been officially moved up by the transaction list, so he hasn't been like officially put on the roster yet. The Pirates still have a day to get him up, but reports suggest that he is going to join the team in Chicago, and he will be a part of the roster, and he may likely get a start. So Osvaldo Beto joining the Pittsburgh Pirates from AAA, and I see that his numbers are similar to Quinn Priester, but Quinn Priester, we knew after those comments were made, there were sources, I think Jason Mackey talked about it on Twitter with a couple other people that said that they can confirm that it wasn't going to be Quinn Priester brought up. So our hopes were crushed at that point, if you're a Quinn Priester fan or rooting for him to come up. I mean, when you got a high-ranking prospect, you want to see those high-ranking prospects. Osvaldo Beto's kind of been circulating around the minor leagues, but his numbers have been close to what Priester's are. And Priester's, aside from a few shaky starts, have been pretty good. So it'll be interesting to see what Osvaldo Beto can do. And I would rather have the journeyman minor leaguer get his chance because you want to establish what depth you have. Quinn Priester, for what we know from where he was drafted, from where he ranks among prospects, he's got a high ceiling. So you want to protect him more than anybody else. You want to make sure that he develops to the fullest so when you bring him up, he is ready, and you know that. Because he has those expectations on him. He's a high draft pick, so he's got a higher ceiling. Osvaldo Beto been around the minor leagues. There's not as high of a ceiling, but if he comes up and he pitches well, plug him in, keep him in there, and now you know that he can be a starter for you, and that establishes depth. And that's what the Pirates need, especially in the starting rotation now that Vince Velasquez is out, Luis Ortiz inconsistent, Roansy Contreras demoted to the bullpen. So you want to establish depth among starting pitchers, especially because not every starting pitcher this year has been super consistent. We'll say, though, great sign. Johan Oviedo pitched well in his two starts at home. Did pretty well. Although I will say until the seventh inning against the Mets, he's getting close to 100 pitches, and he kind of dropped the ball, so to speak, didn't pitch that well. But he did through the first six innings, kept the Pirates in the game. Mitch Keller struck out seven yesterday, pitched well. And he is the established ace of the team. I think I don't think anybody would argue with that. If you want to, you're welcome to call in. 412-928-9370. I think he's the ace of the team, though. And it's good that he got a win. He got a bounce-back win after struggling in the series against the Athletics. So that's good, right? Let's talk a little bit about Roansy Contreras as well, because Anthony from Oakland, nice man, calls in all the time. But called in and said that why are we rewarding Roansy Contreras for not pitching well? He should be sent down to the minors. The only thing I'll say to that, too, is that it's not really a reward when you get put into the bullpen in the major leagues. It's more of a, hey, you're not pitching well, so we're going to remove you from getting a guaranteed appearance once every five games. That's just how I look at it. But also, I mean, you can look at it as a demotion, but also think about, you know, if you're trying to get better at something in life, do you sprint? If you're not getting it, do you go faster? I always like to use the playing an instrument analogy. If you're playing scales, right, you learn from scales and then you get more complicated, like on a piano or on a wind instrument. You got to learn how to play slowly, right? And if you're not doing well, you don't try to play faster and faster and faster. You slow it down so that your brain can process it, and then in turn you play better over time. Once you get the slow parts down, you get them all put together, then you play faster and faster and faster until you get the right speed, you play the song right. And that applies to mostly anything in life. I think that what this can do for Roansy Contreras is that if he can't get consecutive innings together in a start, don't give up on him right now. Put him in the bullpen and say, hey, you know what, come in for an inning, get us three outs, right? Start with three outs. Can you get us three consecutive outs? And if he can do that, let him pitch for two innings. Can you get us six outs? Then maybe it'll be a three-inning appearance from him at some point. Can you get us nine outs? And then once you get, you know, if you can put together three consecutive innings for us, then maybe he'll be put back into the rotation. That's what the Pirates are saying. But, yeah, you don't necessarily get better by rushing or trying to continue to force things or even, like, going back to the basics of, you know, now let's get reaccustomed to what AAA feels like. I like this idea by the Pirates to put him in the bullpen. Give him a shorter sample size to work through. One inning. Can you get us three outs to preserve a lead and get us through this game with a win? Then can you get us six outs consecutively? Can you pitch two consecutive innings, then three? And I think once he starts to put those consecutive innings together, I think that he'll be better off, and I support this decision by the Pirates not to just demote him, because I think he's too good for AAA at this point where he is in his career, but he's not doing well enough to be trusted with a start right now. So take it easy on Roansy Contreras. Also, I kind of buried the lead. I was too excited about the Pirates, you know, winning collectively as a team. Congratulations to Andrew McCutchen. I think I played that to start, his 2000th hit. So congratulations to him. He got that yesterday, and it's awesome that he got to do it in Pittsburgh. But I wanted to make mention of that before. I say goodbye from this show. This has been the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.